Hello, my name is Courtney Walker. You've reached the Department of Public Health, a Corona hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Say that again, please.
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm in. I want you to listen to what happened to me today down here at the vaccination site, so I can verify the information that's on the website. I parked and walked a long way and asked a couple of police officers where the walk-up tent was, and they said it's on the other side. I said, oh, gosh. So walk back to my car, drive all the way around to the other side, walk another long way, walk up to a tent that looks like an information. It wasn't a tent. It was a little trailer with an awning over it. So I walked up to the lady there, and there's another officer standing there who was the officer I'd already talked to. And I asked her where the walk-up check-in place was, and she said, well, that's only for people that are on public transportation. I said, well, that's not what it says on the website. So she started getting kind of bitchy with me. Said, well, I can't help you. That's all I know. Blah, 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 blah. I said, well, somebody needs to get this information straight because I'm not the only person that's going to try to walk up here today. So at that point, the officer starts pushing me down the sidewalk. I didn't yell. I wasn't rude. Didn't cuss. I was just trying to find out some correct information and ask who could give me that information. And I don't know, that lady just got real rude with me. Right off the bat, she said, well, just get in your car and get in line, and you'll get your shot today. Well, I know that. I've already got one shot. So anyway, I want to speak to someone, some person that has authority and information, because I know other people that are going to come, and they need to know that they can't walk up, okay? And the website says you can walk up. So what's the truth? That's what I'm trying to find out. Not just for me, but just for other people. I mean, I'm already in line, and that's fine. I have medical issues, and I didn't want to be in line for 5 hours today, which is why I wanted to just walk up and get it done. So that's my problem. And then to have a police officer push me. It's just disgusting, and I'm upset. I'm very upset. I'm upset to the point where when I get home today, I might call my attorney. That should not have happened to me. I'm a 65-year-old man. So connect me with somebody that has some authority. Don't put me on some line that's going to tell me the same thing that's on the website. I already know what that is. But I'm upset, and I'm going to follow through with this. Okay? I'm not mad at you. Don't take offense to it. I'm just extremely upset. Never been pushed by a police officer, ever.
And again, sir, I do apologize about that. I'm not sure who you need to contact, because the department
who
that you contact...
Work for? Who do you work for? Give me your supervisor.
And my department, we don't have a supervisor. We're just the...
Somebody, look, dude. I've worked in organizations before. Everybody answers to somebody. You're not the end of the line.
In my department, sir, we don't... Only information that we have is where you can find testing sites. Only. For the coronavirus.
Okay, so how are you gonna accommodate these people that are gonna walk up?
Well, sir, what you're calling about is the vaccination, not about the coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh man, are you not listening to me? On the website it says you can get in line, wait in your car, that's fine. I did that the first time. And it also says if you're a walk up person, you can walk up, you go to the check in tent and get your shot. Okay? That's what's on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing on the website that says you have to come via public transportation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know what's true. I've been told by somebody down here, I don't know if they work for Baptist America's Health. I don't know if they work for Alabama Department of Health. I don't know. But she told me that she was told all the information she had was that you had to be, that was just for public transportation. Well, that's not what it says on the website. So I need to know what the truth is so I can help other people not go through what I went through today. Okay?
And again, sir,
I do. You should be worried about it, too. You should be concerned about it, too. It's got to be fixed.
Again, sir, I do apologize for what you're experiencing, but you call the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. The only thing we do in my department is give you testing sites to get tested for coronavirus.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I have nothing to do with the vaccination.
Okay, listen, I was told by somebody at Baptist Health that this operation, the people in charge of this operation was Alabama Department of Health. That's what she told me. That was a person at Baptist Health South. Okay? Somebody is in charge of this operation. That's who I want to talk to.
Sir, I don't have any information on who you need to talk with.
Okay. Who is the top dog at your office? Who is the top dog at the office in Montgomery of Alabama Department of Public Health? That's who I want to talk to.
Sir, I'm not sure who you need to talk with. The only thing we deal in my department, and we don't have a supervisor in my department. The only thing we do is give information as far as testing sites for the coronavirus.
Okay. All right. So what are you going to do for all these people that are walking up here? What are you going to do about them? If they're being told they can't walk up, and on the website it says you can walk up, what are we going to do for those people? They need to be considered.
Well, sir, you can contact the Alabama Department of Health.
This is not the Alabama Department of Public Health?
No, this is the Alabama Department of Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, so do you have a number? Because I just pushed the number on the website for Alabama Department of Public Health, and I got you.
The number to Alabama Department of Public Health is 334-206-5300.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope I was able to help you. If you need more information.